Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. I'm here with my crew, Easton. What's up, dude? Okay. Jessica, are you still being freaking fabulous all the live long day?
All the live long day.
I have so much to talk about today.
I'm very excited.
Okay, let's get excited. First of all, I want to give a shout out to one of my most favorite trolls. Okay, on Instagram, she goes by Jenny Grist. So just Jenny with a Y, G-R-S-T. Now, I know she's a troll because she's got a picture of a sunset. She's got all of two followers. Oh, five, sorry.
How many?
Two posts. And she's following 369. All right? And she's a total bitch. But I've come to enjoy her trolling me. Okay? So over the weekend... And when I tell you she trolls me, I mean she comments on every single thing that I post on my story. Now, for a moment there, I was like, I'm done with the DMs. I turned them off. But some of the trolls from like before then, they slip through still. Okay.
Sure.
And I've restricted them, but they still pop up and it says restricted. So you can go see what they say. It's like, when I want to restrict you, just don't show up. Like Instagram, please fix this. Restrict means I still want them a part of my insights, but I don't want to see what they're saying. Right. They still pop up in the DM. Anyway, I have a heyday with her. So she told me to get a life on one of my Instagram stories, on the 500th story that she's trolled. And I'm like, me get a life. So I told her, she continues to troll me. You're obsessed with me. I'm flattered, but I'm also getting a little afraid that you're going to skin me and wear me like last year's Versace. I pulled Dina from old school Jersey. You couldn't afford last year's Versace. I was like, ooh, good one. And I said, she did a laughing, crying face. I said, I have fun with you. It's like cat and mouse. Thanks for entertaining me. She says, ditto, off to golf with my husband. Have a great day. I said, you too, babe. It's like a weird interaction that we have. So then she goes off on me again and says that my hair color has gone wrong. And I was like, hi, Jen. Welcome back. Guess we're still doing this. Hope you had fun golfing that day. And then she says, you have to admit. And I'm like, my hair color is nothing short of perfection and gorgeous.
Yeah, I agree. It's my fave.
Jen Gers, who I'm convinced is probably someone I know.
Well, if you have an open spot on your foursome golfing, I'd love to play.
Katie told me she has a Finsta, and I was like, are you Jen Gerst? She told me she'll never tell me what her Finsta is. I was like, do you troll people? She was like, no, I never comment.
Do you?
No, I just learned that whenever I've tried to create one, I always go into Google, create a whole new email address, try to sign up, and Instagram tells me that it's suspicious and won't let me get one. And she's like, you don't have to get a new email. You just literally go into create new account and make an Instagram. I was like, it's that easy?
Yeah, but it used to call you out. It used to say your friend and give an email address just created a new Instagram, and it would give the handle. Do you want to follow? Like, and so that's why people were creating new email addresses. I'll create you a Finsta. I feel like
here's the thing. Yeah. I don't really need one. I don't care to creep on people and like have them know. Like they can know it's me if I'm creeping, you know?
Yeah.
Like the reason for why I've never been able to do one is because the universe is actively stopping me from doing it. So when I keep hitting walls, I go, the universe is checking me right now. Time to, like, take a different road.
Yeah.
Don't create a fan site.
Or do it from the podcast page and then just blame it on one of us. If someone's like, were you creeping on me? I know that must have been
Who Easton. Do I need to creep on?
Anyone.
I do it from my own account. I got ovaries.
That is true.
I got big old ovaries, bitch.
That's true.
She'll DM first. She's wild.
Damn.
I wow out.
She'll shoot the shot first. I will say from a guy's point.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh.
We love a good girl that shoots a shot in a DM.
I haven't ventured into the DM in quite some time. I really, really want to talk about my child. So I went on the gram and I posted like, you know, ask me stuff for the pod this week, and people were going crazy on they want more Ocean content. I took Ocean to the pediatrician. It was time for a shot for her. And number one, she was talking to the doctor and he said she's literally speaking at like a three and a half year old range. Like, I'm as a mother, because I don't know what to compare her to. You know, she's my first kid. I was like, oh, she's a freaking genius. My kid, three. She's only 2 and a half. Full sentences. Then they stab her with the needle, right? And she doesn't know how she feels about it. So she's looking at the nurse, eyes sort of welling up, and just repeating, thank you, thank you, thank you. She's like, I know I'm supposed to thank you, but like that hurt. It was freaking adorable. My child is 5-star kid.
She's the cutest child in the world. I love her. Come on. This morning when I came over, came to the house and I was taking my shoes off, getting ready to go work. She said, come on, Jess, come on. And I said, oh, I'm coming. Here I can't. I don't know where we're going, but here
right,
we go.
Right. She loves taking the dogs out. Took her out.
I come.
With the dogs.
She's a goer.
Yeah, she'll bring her stroller, her baby. She's on her way.
Donna.
She's got three Donnas.
All her babies are named Donna. I was like, who the hell is Donna? And then I run into this woman in the elevator. She's like, hi, I've met your baby with your mom. My name's Donna. And I was like, what? You do exist? My baby has named all of her dolls Donna. And the girl was stunning.
Very.
I was
pretty.
Like, oh, my daughter thought she was pretty and then wanted to name all her dolls. But then when you ask her what her stuffed animals' names are, she looks at you like you're an idiot. I'm like, what's your elephant's name? And she's like, elephant. You idiot. She's everything. And she now has a new obsession with Rocket Man, the song.
Elton John's Rocket Man.
Mm-hmm.
Go into it, because she is a performer.
She is a performer. And actually, we did this thing with Allie, James's girlfriend, where she read our charts. And she said she looked at Ocean's chart, and it was the most beautiful chart she had ever seen. And she said she's absolutely going to be a performer. She's going to be very spiritual. It's going to be very important for her to have a higher power in life. And she said she'll definitely be emotional. But her sun sign is the same as her rising. And I learned what this means. So your sun sign is what you come into the world. It's the first thing you see. It's kind of what you strive to be, right? Your rising is who you are. So Allie was saying, to have the same sun as your rising, you already know who you are. There's not going to be any conflict. Like, she's going to be a very confident child. I almost started sobbing because I know how tough this world is. So, and you guys could think I'm a quack. Like, that doesn't mean anything. Like, it's just about like going out into the world, and it has nothing to do with the sun, moon, and stars. In my world, it has everything to do with it. So when someone tells me my child is going to be confident and know who she is, and you're telling me she's really into music and she's going to want to be spiritual and sensitive, that's like the polar opposite of myself. You know, I have to like try for all of those things, and she just is. That's amazing.
That is amazing. It's like authentic. Isn't the one what you show, and then the one how people see you? So the fact that she is matching, it's like, it just feels authentic.
I think the moon is like
what you give off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's a lot of stuff happening in the chart world. In the chart world. She's like, oh my gosh, you've got Jupiter in the 4th house and Mars in the 12th. And I'm like, whoa.
What do the houses mean?
There's like 12 houses, and depending on where you're, like, there's certain signs that fall and certain planets that fall into those.
Oh, too many.
Oh, and
too many for
no,
me.
It's so interesting. I love it. Anyway, there's that. I'm very excited about my kid. She also drew an O over the weekend that was a cursive O that I took a picture of and was like, I'm getting that tattooed on me, and put it on my hand. And now I want a whole hand tattoo.
Well, let's see it.
Yeah, let's see it. Oh my God, I haven't seen it in person. Shh, little baby O.
It's so cute. It's clean.
It's so clean.
Well
it
done.
Is, right? And she drew that. I mean, it was a fluke. My daughter's not drawing cursive O's to perfection every try, but this one, I was like, stop! And I like grabbed the piece of paper and I was like, picture, 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 1,200 pictures to make sure that I had the right one to take to the tattoo artist.
It's really cute. Is that your first hand tattoo?
I have the wave on the side.
For what?
For ocean.
Oh, I forgot.
Get it together, Tito. What do you think? Everyone's like, is that the wave emoji? I'm like, I know the wave emoji well. Does that look like it is it?
Yeah. I didn't know it was for ocean.
Screw off.
Not screw off.
I'm trying not to say the F word on the pod.
You know you said bitch within the first 30 seconds.
Well, bitch, they don't even bleep out on Bravo. You can say the B word because technically it is a female dog. So you ass.
You bitch.
Oh.
Just a real healthy household over here.
We had a good weekend.
By the way, I want to thank the people who have slid into my mother's DMs, which there were not a lot of them, but for Lisa, it's a lot, you know, a handful, telling her that she has done such a great job raising the two of us.
I could go either way.
I agree. No, I'm with them.
I was like, are you reading these correctly? Do you have your glasses on? I cannot imagine
that is
anyone
a good
saying
point.
That. No,
she
read them correctly. And I was like, how does that feel? Because I can only imagine that when someone rolls in my DM to be like, you did a great job with Ocean, that it's going to make my whole life.
Yes.
I don't know how it feels. I don't know either.
You're not a parent.
There it is.
You don't have a husband. You don't have a husband.
You don't have a husband. You don't have a husband.
Bridesmaids.
I feel like, one, Lisa's done a great job raising me these past 2 years as well. And number two, it's probably equivalent to the doctor telling you, Ocean's a genius.
Ocean is a genius. Yes. I taught her how to pinky promise this morning. So she didn't want to eat breakfast. Everyone now knows that I had to give up Santa Claus, right? I can't use Santa Claus against her anymore. My mom said it's going to traumatize her in the future. So we gave up Santa Claus as some spooky man. All right. Which, by the way, I was talking to my friends and they were like, you're going to ruin Santa Claus for her. Like, she's not going to sit there and like want his gifts. And I was like, I deserve the credit for the gifts forever. I'm a single mother. What, you want me to give the credit to some old white man who don't exist? I'm out here busting my ass trying to provide. And I'm going to give credit to the bearded white man. Please fuck off.
She's coming for Santa today.
I know. She's on
I am
roll.
Not the one.
Santa. Not today.
She no. came at me. Now she's coming up old Saint Nick.
No, no. We gave it up. Everyone's going to believe in Santa Claus, all right? Rainbows and butterflies and sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? All right? I got the drill. So this morning, she's having a really hard time with breakfast. And I have these like protein granola bars. And so I told her, because she never wants them. And I was like, I'm going to give you a candy bar this morning. And it's the protein bar, obviously. I was like, and you cannot tell Gigi. And she's got this big smile on her face. So smiley. And like the little giddy, you know, she puts her hands in a fist and gets dancey. And she's like, goes and sits at her little table in her play area. And I was like, you have to pinky promise you're not going to tell Gigi that mama's giving you a candy bar. And so I taught her how, and then we kissed the hands. And then she goes like this, as I'm peeling the wrapper, she goes, I'm so lucky.
I love her. She makes my day.
She does make the day. So there's things with the home life. Not much happened this weekend. We went to Beverly Hills Hotel. It was pretty freaking fabulous.
Yeah.
I bought a new bag.
Oh, you did? With Lisa. She bought a new bag too.
No, Lisa used my Amex to buy the bag. That's what happened.
Lisa told me all about the bag. She said, I got a new bag. Look. And I said, that is stunning.
Yeah. She went in and got a Dolce & Gabbana bag from Bloomingdale's. And she was like, it's my bag. I went and got it. And I was like, yes, but you used my points. And the reason we have points is because I drop money at Bloomies. All right. So my bag. And she was like, can we share? I'm like, yes. Just give me a little. When I'm saying things like that, it has nothing to do with me talking about like, I bought it. Just give me a little credit. I want to have a dick measuring contest right now. And I want mine to be bigger. So just tell me thank you.
She loves it so much. She showed me last night when we came over. She goes, did you see my bag? I go, no. She walks me over and she goes, don't you love it? Yeah.
It was a black
just
bag.
Just black. I was like, it's looks stunning, like 100 others you have.
It is stunning. And then we went to BH Hotel and they did a collab with Dior and like all of their print throughout the pool area is by Dior and you can only get it there. So naturally, I had to get this bag that was the Dior Beverly Hills Hotel collection. It's stunning. Love that too. And yes, I will be sharing with my mother. So that's all that my weekend consisted of. Jessica, no one cares about your weekend. I'm just kidding.
I was about to say, and on to the next segment.
Did you have a good weekend?
Carrying on. Yes, I had a good
I'm totally kidding.
This is the energy I'm looking for, by the way. I love the spice from her.
Good beat down.
Jessica, no one gives a frick about your weekend. It was good. I mean, it was boring, so nothing to I hiked, got
when you
some
have
stuff
a,
done.
Yeah, when you have a happy life. Oh, yeah. Did you fall on your hike or did you?
This one you said.
No, you guys, I'm scarring. I am scarring and it's actually not good.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. It's pretty
badass.
Do
you see that?
Yeah, I think you're going to be fine, babe.
Scar. But like Papa Roach said, scars remind us that the past is real.
How emo of you. My God.
Not
the wrong audience.
Papa Roach quote.
Not a Papa Roach. I thought you were talking about somebody else. I was like, you still talk to him? You're cut. Fired. Just kidding.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now. And anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort. And for me, that means wearing my new favorite, super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
I'm loving the energy too today.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is we're all sober, right?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Yes. We're all sober.
Jess is like, I started microdosing. You emo hippie. What is
Everybody
this?
Keeps pushing that on me, too. They're like, have you done it? I'm like, no.
Mushrooms. Like, microdosing mushrooms. Like, no. Take the chocolate. I'm like, who are we? What has happened?
Right? I don't know.
I'm not going to be walking around on mushrooms.
They're like, it doesn't make you feel anything. I'm like, then why do
yeah,
so
why
then
I
just would rather not take it.
They all say the same thing. It just enhances life. Life is very much enhanced for me. I'd like to tone it down a little.
Me too. Right. Absolutely. Do you have like a mute button and maybe one of those things where I can like and white this shit?
It's called indica.
Oh, it's called indica.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing any of that stuff. That sounds like I'm going to lose control, and Lord knows I don't like that at all.
Oh, not me.
So
I need control.
With that hair, I say lies. The lies.
I'm loving the hair today.
I love the hair too.
She's. Why are you coming at me?
I'm coming for everyone. No one's safe today. It's Monday and I'm pissed off. I'm just kidding.
All right, I'll allow it.
Wednesday for everyone else, which is hump day. Thank God. Did you guys see that Lenny Hogstein's engaged to his mistress?
Yes. Did you, Easton?
I was informed by the two of you over the weekend.
I'm so annoyed.
And I did some research just on like the both of them because I was like, all right.
And what were your findings?
My findings were, I don't even know how it happened, but obviously they were having intercourse while he was married, right?
Right.
Mm.
However, in a People article, he said, allegedly, nothing happened between, and I'm not even going to say her name. Her name's just Mistress. Nothing happened between Mistress and I until Lisa and I decided on the divorce. And Lisa was aware of my plans before anything happened between Mistress and myself.
So you're telling me he wasn't sleeping in the bed with his soon-to-be ex-wife because it was rude to the one he really loves?
That's what was caught on the hot mic.
He wasn't having sex
right
with her?
Well, that's what he's trying to make the world believe, but it's like, oh, I've seen this movie before, read the script, there's a book about it.
How old is he?
1, 2, 3. What else you got?
How old is he?
He's old and very plastic.
I know. He needs to
be his age. I picture
his
dick as like just a plastic that kind of almost like if like Barbie had a
like a shiny little mint Tic Tac.
It's like the candle.
Yeah.
It's plastic. There's nothing there. It's just a little hump.
There's no
and
form.
It's smooth.
No head. It's just a Tic Tac.
I kind of picture it. If they were to put private parts on Barbie, you would like move it. Like
he kind of reminded. The first thing that I thought though, he looks like Putin.
Oh shit, he does.
Tell me he doesn't.
Wait,
he
does.
He looks
right.
A little like Putin.
Oh, his shots fired.
Shots fired, same energy, too.
How tall is he?
Don't worry about it, Easton. If he says anything, I'll have him call Bob.
Bring
send it
down.
To Daryl.
Bring it down, you food Kendall bitch. Oh, but his engagement was trash. I feel like if you're that age, you should know what you're doing. Didn't he almost fall over?
I'm dying to hear what you both think of
and,
the actual engagement.
The girl, I feel like is
Mistress?
Buying followers. Mistress is buying followers, it looks like.
What makes you think that?
It's I was just going through. Likes aren't adding up. There's things that just don't add up.
Tell me. Yeah. Is it what doesn't add up? Because I'm interested in the buying followers aspect.
Like, you can buy followers, you can buy comments. And like, if you go into the comments and... It wasn't adding up.
It wasn't adding up. I get that.
It's just, it's like
not a lot of engagement, a lot of followers. I get that. Yeah,
we know. Yeah.
So the reason I knew that they were now engaged is because Lisa, the savage that she is, posted on her Instagram that she would like to congratulate her current husband and his mistress on their engagement.
Is this Vanderpump?
No,
Lisa
Hochstein.
Oh,
Lisa Hochstein.
I'm so out of it. There's so many fucking Lisas in this thing.
Easton.
I'm
Hochstein.
I apologize, Lisa Hochstein.
She's gorgeous.
Isn't that the one that I...
Real Housewives of Miami. Oh, gee.
Isn't that the one...
The one you looked at and said, damn, she hit different.
I do like Lisa.
Is that Lisa ringing a bell?
Yeah. Does she still want to go by Hochstein, though? What's her maiden name?
I don't know what her maiden name is, but she should definitely change it. And she's got like a really hot, rich new dude. And he's like actually hot.
Damn.
No, he is. He's hot. He's built. He's got a beautiful life, it seems. He seems healthy. I mean, we don't know.
We don't know. But Instagram tells us he's a winner.
If you're unhappy, come this way.
Easton, she doesn't want to move into your two-bedroom apartment. All right?
She might.
I think she's going to not do that.
Maybe I can move into hers.
There you go. Hey.
Oh, she's sitting pretty over there on Star Island. Mm. I mean, I may come too.
No. I'll munch with you.
Oh, no.
No.
Things are getting dark.
No.
I'm
sweating.
I'm sweating too.
No, I'm just getting hot.
God.
No, I don't want any part of that.
Okay, let's talk about this. So I see that. I go to the Instagram, okay? And I originally wanted to troll, all right? I got on into the comments section that Lenny and Mistress did a collab post, and I'm watching it, and naturally, instead of trolling in the comments section, I reposted it on my story and said I'd kick her out just for the dress. Classic Luann from NYC. You know, when she's talking about Alex McCord, she's like, I don't know what happened, but I would have kicked her out just for the dress. I failed to mention, which so many people, I want to thank the Give Them Lala stands for sliding in the DM and saying, what about the shoes? You're right. I didn't talk about the shoes because I didn't want to take away from Luann's quote of the dress. I was personally offended by her shoes. Very. I'm like, number one, they're heinous. All right. You want to talk about you got all this money. Or your man does, or whatever, your little plastic Ken doll. In the worst way, by the way. He's like Grandpa Ken. Ken's dad.
No Ken one Putin. Would buy that doll.
Kaka. Kaka. Putin. Poo-poo head. Poo-poo and head. You don't. And these are the shoes we chose. Number one, why would you hike in them? What did she say, Jess? She blamed it on something.
I saw a comment, a response she made to someone's comment. She said, I actually lost one of my luggages and heels were all I had. Heels are all that fits me right now. Girls, but it's sweatpants.
So hold on. You lost all of your bags. That was the only outfit.
She said she lost one.
She lost one bag. So that's what you wore to the airport? Did you land and go straight from there to walk the cliff? I don't understand.
Who knows?
Still horrible. Mm. No excuse. No excuse. It's called Amazon. It's called Amazon. They will AI that shit right to your front door.
That's true.
Okay? There is no excuse. Him, I expect it. I know, like, I'm going a little heavy on her, but, like, look at the guy, all right? Classic narcissism, heinous style. Her karma is having to fuck him the rest of her 12 years of life before he starts banging something else, because we already know that that's going to happen. And I want to know where her mama is, okay? To be like, babe, this isn't adding up, okay? Like, do you really, he doesn't love you. He doesn't even like you. Right? Like, I guess he's like okay with her swinging both ways. It's like, yeah, it's called he's an old creepy man.
That's another response I saw. Someone said, I thought she was something. And she said, someone said, I thought she was a lesbian. I don't know where they got that information. And she responded and said something to along the lines of he lets me go both ways or he doesn't stop me or something.
Well, duh.
It's
no, you're, guys you're gonna be like, yeah, you're no. Gonna wanna munch on another rug? Ew, no. It's like, you're going to probably join in. So it's like,
no,
do it.
I have seen this movie before.
She has.
They're running wild and it's so scary. Okay. So number one, I also have an issue with her saying that she's a model. No, you are not. Okay. If you were a model, you would live in New York, Milan, Paris. You're not a model. Where you live in Miami. That means you take pictures of your flat ass for Instagram. All right. Stop.
Does she not have a BBL?
You're in Miami Swim Week.
He said, does she not have a BBL?
Don't. No, she doesn't, actually.
Oh, look, I'm right on her page.
Real bod.
Real bod. Shout out to Real Bod.
You know what? They deserve each other.
They do. And I'm going really heavy on her, but I am not a woman hater. I'm just a woman hater when it comes to hoes like this. Anyway.
Yeah, good luck
The mother chimes in. Lisa Hochstein's ex-mother-in-law. Okay. And she says, I will be very happy that this time you are getting a woman who love and respect you. You certainly did not have that in your previous marriage. Good luck. Congratulations. Okay. So I've had the luxury of talking to many people who are specialists when it comes to narcissists and behavior. Every single one of these experts has said a narcissist is born due to one of their parents. One parent, when there's a narcissist, one parent is always responsible. I think we now know who that parent is. That weird mom. She's so weird. Who writes that?
No, it's so sad. I feel so bad for Lisa because they seemingly had a decent relationship before the marriage imploded or whatever. So that's such a shame and gross.
It is gross, and I don't know why any of them think they're still doing something. It's like everyone is openly making fun of you and you continue to be out there. And I know the thought process. They're just jealous. Everyone's jealous. Look at my rock. No one's jealous. By the way, get that rock checked. Appraisal.
I was going to say stacked. That. Do you think it's real?
I'm sure it's.
I mean, he's
more
loaded.
Real than yours.
He's loaded.
I would get it checked, mistress. Like, just to see. Because the worst thing that could happen is you catch him creeping around, which you will, and you're like, I'm going to hawk the ring. And they're like, oh, well, about that. You know, just be on your A game. Don't be stupid. And you say he's rich, and I understand that, but doesn't it seem a little strange? He's only a plastic surgeon. Like, are they really bringing in that kind of money?
I don't know. Miami plastic surgeon, maybe, maybe not. I have no idea.
In my humble opinion, something seems a little suspect.
Yeah.
What, you don't want to get in trouble? Just yeah is what you have to say?
I don't know. I mean, any surgeon I feel like makes pretty decent money.
Anytime.
That's true. Terry DeBrow.
But yeah, I know a couple. Like,
Terry DeBrow makes mad money.
That make very good money. So I don't know.
But all right, I take it back, Lenny.
But here's the thing. What's his lifestyle? Because
he's spending. Is that what you mean? Like,
yeah,
he's money
all of
out the.
Yeah, because the plastic surgeons that I know, like, that are like fathers to my friends, are usually
loaded.
Like, they're loaded, but like, it's not. I mean, I looked at his Instagram and it's not like that.
No, but I mean,
maybe my friends are more humble.
I think Salt Lake City plastic surgeons are different than Miami.
Yeah.
Right?
But
I would assume.
A couple like from South Carolina and stuff.
I think even then. Miami is like the hub changing the body.
Miami, true. I would say Miami comes first, LA comes second, yeah?
I would say so.
I guess we could Google it, but yeah.
Google it.
Google it for us. I'm lazy.
So I wanted to ask the crew, my people, which city are we sleeping on this week and which one are we super into? And it was between Roni and OC. It was a 50-50 split. So let's jump in to OC first. Someone wrote in and said, Roni equals trendy/refreshing and OC equals kind of cringy and messy. I agree. OC is a little bit messy right now. There's storylines that like feel a little bit forced. There's a new cast member who is very calm and I think we're all ready for her to lose it. But Tamra is unhinged. Unhinged. One too many tequilas and she's screaming at you and throwing napkins in your face. And then the next day It's happened twice already. And then the next day she's like, when I drink, I'm not pleasant. And I'm sorry for that.
Same, Tamra. Oh my God, same. I need to really, really. Now I need to watch OC. Because I just had caught up on New York, and now
you guys, this podcast.
With you last night?
Yes, this podcast is fun. I'm not asking you to go home and watch CNN.
I don't know anything.
I'm asking you to watch Housewives.
I did my research, though. I did my research.
Please stop calling this podcast research. Ain't nobody doing research. Okay, it's enough already. It's like you're going home with petri dishes. Okay, I'm done with you both of your research.
I don't enjoy it.
You both have called it research.
He says, I don't enjoy it.
I enjoy it.
I'm cutting your tongue out after this. This
I'll
is the pod.
Watch it while I don't enjoy it.
Okay, so first of all, Vicky Gunvalson is the OG. Do you want me to explain it to you? For 5 seconds, and then you need to get with it or get lost because you're missing out on greatness. Okay,
right.
History is being made, and you're not even. Vicky Gunvalson.
She's the book. Yes.
Vicky Gunvalson
I know the
is the OG of the OC. She started the freaking franchise, all right? She was let go, didn't come back for a few seasons, all right? She finally has made her appearance. She made her appearance last Wednesday. So as everyone knows, OC has taken Vanderpump's spot, so I'm always going to be a week behind. She's back. It's the tail end of the episode, okay? And if you don't know, Heather has bonded with Shannon Bedore. They had a very big conflict. I think it was last season, maybe the year before, where Shannon was acting a damn fool. I love Shannon, but for Heather DeBrow, she was acting messy. Anyway, they've now bonded. And Shannon confides in Heather a lot about her relationship with John. Cut to where we are last week's episode, the Tres Amigas are kicking it. Tamara says to Shannon, do you trust Heather? Shannon replies, yes. Do you confide in her? Yes. Do you feel that she would tell things that you've told her? She goes, no. All of a sudden, you can tell something was cut out because Shannon gets up and she's like, are you kidding me? This cannot air. And I love when the fourth wall is broken in reality TV. It makes me so happy. Shannon like goes over to where the production is and she's like, this cannot air. My relationship will be over. Obviously, Tamara said what it was that Heather told her about, right?
Yeah.
I'm praying that in tonight's episode, this will air Wednesday, that we know what it is.
I'm sure you will. And can we, I'm catching up.
Okay.
But was, so Shannon and John, obviously, this was previously filmed. They then publicly, we found out that they split, correct? Isn't
then
that
they
true?
Split. They yes. split up.
But are they back together?
I do not think so. And here's why. I read online that Shannon Bedore was wasted. And someone wrote in and wanted to talk about this. That Shannon Bedore was wasted and had to be held back and removed by security in an argument with his exes. So John's daughter at a tiki bar in Southern California.
Okay.
So I imagine she was drinking. Shannon loves her tequila. Have you ever been held back by security, either of you?
No.
I have, yeah.
Really?
Really?
Jessica. In-
what the fuck?
This was like freshman year of college. This was, and it was defending a close friend of mine.
Were you, okay. And you were drunky?
I was drunk. Yes, but I was defending a close friend from a douchebag frat boy.
Oh.
So you could see how it was probably called for. He said some horrific things and I went off. I don't do that anymore, by the way. This was messy days, messy Jesse, but I went off. Have you not ever been held back?
No, but
really?
I see where you're going, like where you're coming from, because I usually go harder for friends than I
yeah,
do for myself.
If it's like your sister.
Yeah, no, if something happened to you, I could see me going crazy, or even you, to where I would
yeah.
have to be. But I've never been in that position, and I was thinking more like I've never been held back off of like my actions and being crazy.
I don't think I would ever gotten physical, but like you say that to my friend and she's the sweetest, I'm all bets are off.
But this with Shannon was yeah. about, what do you have to say?
Oh. Are you, is there?
I was going to say, do you think you would have gotten thrown out if some of it wasn't being filmed?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yes.
That's a good point.
Right? I was going to say, like, I think you got a pass on a couple.
But that's not really fair because I've only been on the show for, let's see, 8 years. What happened before that never was removed from
that's
a place?
That's true. And you were drinking.
And I was drinking, yeah. Yeah.
Good
totally.
Point. So go back to the
anyway.
Social, yeah.
It was just from what the article said, it was just the two of them. And it's like if they're broken up, Shannon has this way of like still wanting to be. And maybe this is most women. Like when it ends, for some reason, you still try to like make it work. And there's like the messiness after the breakup, you know, like the on and off again relationships. But you expect it to kind of end at some point. Like in your 50s, I don't think, like when it's not working, it's like we're like halfway dead. Let's just call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what was the point of this meetup with John's daughter? Like to talk about what?
What do you think? What do you think? I think they're getting, it's probably because they're getting back together. Yeah.
Do you think they'll get back together?
I kind of do from what I've heard. Again. Got to catch up. From what I've heard, it sounds like yes. Yeah. Why else would they meet?
Okay. So then the daughter must have said something that Shannon took wrong and things headed south. I think if something's not working and you're this grown, you call it a day. Like at that point in time, I feel like it should be easy.
Mm.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
Like in your 50s, you're still like in an on again, off again relationship?
Yeah.
How long has it been on again, off again?
They've been together like a couple years, maybe even longer. And she went through like a pretty sad divorce,
mm-hmm.
you know, where he cheated and then married someone else and now and had a baby with her. And now they're getting divorced. There's another one. The narcissists are running wild in these streets. All right? Hide your kids, hide your wives, hide your husbands. Because they're using everybody as an energy source out here.
Yeah.
So I feel like this season of OC definitely needs the Tres Amigas. People are a little bored with Jen's storyline and her husband, Easton. You watched this last night. So yeah, there's Jen and Ryan. They're new. Jen left her husband to be with this guy who apparently swings his dick all over OC.
Is this dick pic guy?
Dick pic man.
He's weird.
He's so
weird.
I don't
really know him.
And he continues to make jokes about the dick pics that was like 3-4 episodes ago. He's like on FaceTime and he's like, "Hi, baby. I miss you." And she's like getting her hair done for a party. And he's like, "Hey, before you hang up, could you send me the phone numbers to all your friends? I was thinking about sending dick pics later." Thou doth protest too much. You sent the dick pic. 100%. I know he did. It wasn't an accident. And I think
he
she
said
might
he accidentally sent a dick pic.
Yeah.
You don't accidentally send a dick pic to anybody.
He said he sent it to everybody instead of clicking his girlfriend's name, Jen.
So it was it in a group
all
chat?
All contacts. I don't know. It was like a Snapchat or something.
He sent a Snapchat of his dick to all contacts, but only one person got it.
That's what they're saying.
That sounds like a whole bunch of bullshit.
And I think Jen is covering for him.
It sounds like he took a picture of his dick and sent it to whomever it was.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about it like being soft and like how it missed the girl or whatever.
The girl?
He sent a soft dick pic?
From what I hear via OC episodes, it was like not torpedo dick.
Humiliating.
Flaccid.
For him.
Snail. Deflated balloon.
Nobody wants a dick pic anyway. Nobody wants a soft dick pic.
I don't even like
how
holding
do you feel as a man? How do you feel as a man with the dick pics?
Do you love a dick pic, Easton?
No.
What about your friends?
Here's the thing. I don't even know. I stay far away from that. But I don't send dick pics.
It's, good for you.
No, it's... Here's
Thank
the
God.
Thing. They're not fun to look at. No one likes them.
No one likes them.
I don't mind looking at them.
I don't mind looking. Would you send a solicited dick pic? It's the unsolicited ones that are like, smack it away. Get it out of here. If you had a partner
who asked for it?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Dangerous getting those pics. Those pics in the cloud or wherever they hang out.
It's the most vulnerable you'll ever be.
I've never sent one. I don't know why you're looking at me. I feel like you guys are looking
like you're a man
like,
and I'm asking
like,
you.
Oh shit, I've sent a lot. Now
I'm
in the
asking
cloud.
You to share your thoughts on Ryan. You're the only man. And if you ask Jessica and I, we're going to call him disgusting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let me put it this way. As a man, I would never send a dick pic.
Okay.
So for him to say that he accidentally sent it to multiple people is bullshit. He purposefully did that because I don't know a guy who's just freelancing dick pics.
Not freelancing dick pics.
Right?
I mean, wow. I don't either. And that was the topic of conversation and it didn't get a rise out of Jen. So then they start bringing up that Ryan has hit on Tamara in the past and said that he was going to sleep with her before he got with Jen. Then that didn't work. Then it was Ryan and Jen were on a break. And during that break, which was like, I think 2 weeks, he went out and got some goody. Okay.
Oh, this is when she was saying, this isn't friends.
Yeah, exactly. That's okay. Exactly when it was at the pool party type thing. So someone said when they wrote in, somewhat impressed by Jen's calm and non-reactive energy when Tamara attacks her. But want her to fight. Of course we do. Reality TV. I would also like her to fight. If she doesn't stop being classy and start like rising to the occasion,
sign her off.
Get her off of my TV screen. At the end of the day, yes, we can all sit there and be like, I love it when they get along. No, we don't. All right?
We want
and
throats.
I know how the behind the scenes works. That's why we've now gone through 3 situations with Jen. We talked about the dick pic. We didn't get a rise out of her. We talked about all of these things, and we're still dealing with calm Jen. And by the way, she's freaking awesome. Not for reality TV. We are bored.
Mm-hmm.
So, so bored. And most people are. Most people are, which is why we're going to move on to Roni now.
Most people are.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues, And now, with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Okay, so have you been watching Roni? Let me guess.
No.
You guys are so annoying.
I have watched clips and did some research.
All right.
Spark notes.
They are now in... My co-hosts, they get an F. They are in the Hamptons staying at Aaron's house, all right? And I have never in my entire life seen more bougie women, ever. They are complaining about literally everything from like, the Wi-Fi doesn't work. It's cold in here. I don't want that for breakfast. You're going to cook breakfast before we work out? Your floors are way too clean. Your house isn't by the ocean. This house is stunning. Mm-hmm. Like, top notch incredible. Bryn couldn't make it the first day, aka last week's episode. She's now here. She arrives and she's talking about where the people are to bring up her bags. Okay? From the beginning of Housewives time, you hear about all these hoes. I come from humble beginnings. Now suddenly they don't know how to carry a goddamn bag. It is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like, what house have you gone to where it's like, here's my bellman in the cart? Right. What are you talking about? And their bags aren't big. They're like carry-ons.
Yeah.
I'm like personally offended by it. As and you look at these women and you're like, I want to be you, but I don't want to be friends with you because that sounds hard.
Hard.
Hard as it hard. Gets. So someone did write in, and this also makes me happy, that we have now gotten multiple fights. This is how you know we're all sick and twisted. Like, secretly we are. We preach like love, kindness. I'm just so glad we finally got a meal in Roni with multiple fights. It feels like old Roni again. And they did. They got multiple fights. And I'm also living for it. Mm-hmm. The first fight was Aaron gives monogrammed pajamas, okay? And they're amazing. Jessel is going off on how much she hates them. And the PJs are given by Aaron, but like made, I guess, by Jenna Lyons. Mm-hmm. Okay, and she's like five-star with style. But Jessel goes on and on and on about how much she freaking hates the pajamas. And everyone's getting like very much offended. So this carries over to a dinner. And for me, like, yes, I'd be offended. But I also think it has more to do with like she's not comfortable with her body right now.
That's a great point.
Like, she just had a baby. She had to do a lot of rounds of IVF, which, by the way, hasn't even told her mom. Last week's episode, she goes into like Indian culture and how when someone, when a woman can't get pregnant, it becomes like the gossip of the community. And so she didn't even tell her mom that she was doing IVF because it was just like taboo. Not getting pregnant is taboo. So it's going to come out to her mom unless she's told her on the show. Mm-hmm. I think it's more heavy on, I don't like my body in this look. But because she doesn't want to say that, it's like, I hate this outfit.
Yes, but do you think she not, by watching it, because I saw clips, did she not put it together or not care, or is doing it to be vicious? Because part of me, I was like, this just seems like someone who's not connecting the dots that this might hurt Jenna or be offensive. You know what I'm saying? What vibe did you get from that, her? Because I'm like, she's just not getting it.
I got the vibe that she is annoyed at herself. And she, you know, when like you're feeling insecure and you start kind of being an asshole.
Yes.
And like you're fighting to like keep from crying.
Yes.
That's what I was gathering.
Agreed.
Like I have a feeling last week's episode when she went back up the stairs in her Christmas tree dress, what she calls it, she probably like de-mic'd and sobbed. But then again, is she smart enough? Not smart enough. They're all very smart. But like, is she aware enough to de-mic?
Yeah.
So there was that fight. And I'm loving the OG fights that have nothing to do with anything. They're so freaking stupid, yet they're amazing. And someone wrote in and said that they were bored with Erin. Erin is a star. You want to know what she says in her confessional? Hmm. Her freaking confessional, you guys. While they're talking about Jessel complaining, she goes, you know, for someone who hasn't had sex in 2 years, you sure have a lot to say about lingerie. It's like, she understands the assignment. Like this woman that wrote in said that she was like always complaining. It's like, no, everyone's always complaining to her and she just don't have time for it.
Yeah.
She's a savage. And she understands the assignment and we're all freaking here for it. So then cut to Bryn's here. Bryn's arrived. Bryn is so funny. A lot of people are concerned she's going to start self-producing. They feel like what's coming out of her mouth is feeling like she's saying it for shock value and to be funny. And that's like a very... that's like a very fine line because she could very much be this person. But like, I relate to that because my first season, I was kind of very much out there and I didn't really also, I was very young. I was like 23, 24. But like the second a camera gets in front of you, we were talking about this a few weeks ago. Maybe it was last week. Time goes by slow. That it can go like one of a few ways. Like you can shut down, you can totally be yourself, or you can like overcompensate and be someone who's like turns into a clown. And people are thinking that Bryn is doing that. I really like her. I think she's hysterical. They're playing this game about like which one is a lie. Mm-hmm. And her lies are all about who she reverse cowgirled on. She's like a Saudi Arabian prince or something like that. And she's like a governor. And everyone's like, obviously you did it to the governor because like he's the governor or whatever. Yeah. And that was true. You picture her, feathered bangs and all, cowgirl hat, roping on the governor. What planet do we live on?
Roping on the governor. I like her. No, I like her energy, but what, like you said, I don't think she's, when people are saying self-producing, I don't, from what I've seen, it doesn't seem like she's purposely doing that. If anything, I see her putting on this facade that makes her feel safe and comfortable.
Oh, like making inappropriate jokes when she feels uncomfortable?
Yes, like I do. And I'm laughing and I say things and people are like, what? This is not the time for that. It's like, yeah, because I'm feeling uncomfortable and I need to like, I don't know.
I so relate to that.
Right?
Yes. We were at this party and there was a network exec. This was a while ago. And he's like older. And because it was so awkward, he was with his other like rich exec buddies, you know, and I'm like, hi, trying to act all proper. And because I felt so uncomfortable, I was like, yeah, it's a great party, you know, kids at home. So I decided to bring my tits and ass out and I was sitting and they just looked at me and I was like, great to meet you. Bye.
Did they laugh? There was no laugh.
There was no laughter. In fact, there was only one woman. And after I said that, she goes, hi, Susie. Her name wasn't really Susie. I'm not going to say her name. But I was like, oh, that was a please shut up and now go away.
That's, yeah.
And how did I ignore the one woman in the circle?
if anything, she should have been like, yes, now this is, but that's, yeah.
You would think. No, I'm telling you, some of these women in these streets, not happy campers. Anyway, so back to the dinner. They're there. Jenna Lyons decides on this night, which we saw a little bit of it last week, and then they show flashbacks on this week's episode. And she's like, I have to be up for a 6:30 a.m. call. The music is too loud. I'm going and staying at my own place. And everyone was like very offended by it. Like, how dare she? And Jessel, of course, is being whatever she's being. And she's like, well, her house is by the ocean. Like, she probably wanted to wake up and have a view. And it's like, all right, we see you're still being a dick. You're still pissed off about the Christmas pajamas. We'll just let it slide. And Jenna Lyons comes back. I can only call her Jenna Lyons.
I know. It's funny. I noticed that.
I cannot call her anything else.
Funny.
She comes back. She and Aaron are making up. She's like, I'm so sorry that I did that. I'll stay. Whatever. They go to dinner. Bryn suddenly sees that there is a double standard in the group. She goes, hold up. I gave up a location at Catch. And I was crucified for it. But Jenna can give up a location and all is good. And Aaron delivers yet again. I just like her more than I like you. What is it? She's a freaking savage and she understands the assignment, all right? So everyone needs to be thankful that she's being authentically herself and bringing that shit. Real. She's real. She's smart. She's funny. And people keep coming for her. Do you know who I'm talking about, Jess?
Yes, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I do.
You guys have to watch the show.
No, we have to watch the show.
I'm begging.
I'll watch it.
It's literally been me talking at you guys
no,
for an hour.
No, but this is good. People want to hear this.
But I want your guys' opinions.
I had some opinions. I feel like I had too many opinions.
Did you really?
Yes, for not watching, for just watching clips, I've had some opinions. People are going to be like, she doesn't get that opinion. She didn't watch the whole show.
That's true. That does count. And it's also weird when you're sitting there watching. I can only imagine what the New York housewives are doing because they're so new to it. Thinking about all the things that they filmed that just didn't make it on air.
Yes.
Like, you don't realize how intense the editing process is.
Another thing that I wanted to mention, too, which isn't a fun mention, but I'll mention it anyway, is the fact that all of these women, are we supposed to think, and I'm asking, I guess, you, because you sort of know how the recipe's made, whatever they say. Are we supposed to think they're friends? Are we supposed to not think like these women were? Are we supposed to watch it and be like, oh, these women were friends and now they're all in a house together on a trip? What are we supposed to think?
Here's the thing. They all know each other. Are they the best of friends? I'm sure a couple of them are. But I mean, they have storylines that go back before the show even came to be, you know?
Yeah.
Them putting that whole group together for Catch. So,
okay.
These people know each other.
Okay. Okay. They know each
other. They're friends. Yeah. They run in the same circle. I know that they would not cast these women and make up a show.
Okay.
It just wouldn't work. That would be not a Bravo show.
That's good to know.
That would be something different.
Okay.
I want to talk about my ache of the week and then we'll go down the line. My ache of the week is I have a friend who was talking to a pretty well-known guy. He was very, like, open and texting and talking about their souls. And when I get home from tour, I want to see you. Cut to last night, she sends me a TikTok where another well-known person is complaining about this same guy. We'll call him Thomas. Complaining about Thomas and how he was on tour and he was sending her flowers. And then he got back to LA and ghosted her. He did the same thing to my friend. And I'm sitting here going, what is wrong with these men?
Mm-hmm.
And I go into, okay, what are the parallels that are happening here? And it always goes back to every single douchebag you've met on Instagram through the DMs. I'm now anti. And I am telling you, mark my freaking words, especially after this story. I will only, when it is time to start dating, only go through Bumble. The only way I will do it is I still get everything I want. It's a place that is virtual, so your options are very open, right? But I'm calling the shots because it's female-driven.
That's my thing. I love that point of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If I were to use it, if I do match, it's up to her to reach out to me so I don't get denied. It's a better feeling, you know.
It's a better feeling that the woman holds the control. That's why I'll only do Bumble.
No,
I know that my safety is coming first, and I know that the dudes on there are not looking for a quick hit. And if they send me flowers or whatever, they're not going to ghost me 5 days later.
Right? Yeah, agreed.
Right?
Yeah.
No, I made that decision last night.
I love this. I love that you made that decision because it went from maybe you not dating to like, well, if I am going to date, I'm using Bumble. So you're getting warmer.
I'm getting warmer. So that's the game plan. Getting Bumble when I'm ready to date. And also last night I went through my phone and any dude who I was talking to that I met through the DMs, I deleted their phone numbers. I was like, I'm done. You're cut. You're cut.
That's what we like.
Damn.
Get out of my life. You are a square.
Even the other,
all of them. All of them.
Look at her.
Wow.
I'm not messing around. My relief of the week is the headline, Todd and Julie Chrisley are not having a good time in prison.
Please do tell why.
The living conditions. Someone has taken pictures of Todd while he's been sleeping.
What?
The air conditioning doesn't really work. The plumbing is bad. And they are just not having a good time. The living conditions. For their level of celebrity, they want something different.
Horrific, disgusting. Someone go fix it now.
The son said, I don't care if you killed someone. You should have air conditioning. I'm like, just the level of joy, the headline that ET Online brought, that they're not having a good time in prison. It's like,
that's the hope.
And how many years do they have?
I think Julie has 7 and Todd has 12.
And how many months are they in?
They've done like 4 months.
Gonna get rough in there.
So my highlight is someone else's pain. But it's like, you did a lot of, it was like tax evasion, $30 million in some crazy.
Of like fraudulent, like.
I mean, and that's the point. We're not supposed to want to go to prison. It's supposed to be uncomfortable. Did
you think it was the Four Seasons after you robbed Uncle Sam blind?
Right.
Like, no.
This is what you get.
Absolutely. So that's my relief. All right. What's yours, East? Ache and relief.
My ache is I had to eat rocks for Lisa. I lost my damn wallet.
Literally.
Yeah, no. What the hell? No.
Oh, that made me. Lisa called me last night and said Trader Joe's recalled falafel because there was rocks in it. And I was like, did she make you see if her falafel had rocks in it? That's what I was. My mind went.
No. I'm always talking shit on her losing everything. And I misplaced my wallet. But no charges have been put on it. So wherever it is, somebody, I think, has it. But I think I lost it at the restaurant we went to or either this girl's car I was
losing in. A wallet is a nightmare.
I know. I feel personally attacked. Is that bad?
No.
No, everyone makes mistakes.
It's like
though,
I got a colonoscopy.
Oh,
my God. I'm reamed.
What's your relief?
I don't know if I have one. Going out with all the family from...
He used my relief!
Yeah. Did I?
Oh, no.
No, say
wait,
it.
Wait, you both have the same relief.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll finish. My other relief is going to Salt Lake City home to see some homies and to get the house all ready and...
To sell. Yeah. Mom's house.
So I think that's going to be a good relief to go out there and see that. But
is it the relief going to Utah or getting the house of herself? Because that would be definitely an ache for me to have to go.
I think it's a relief because I feel like it's an ache for mom.
Oh.
So getting that off of her plate would be a relief for me. So I think going out there, getting that taken care of for her, getting everything that we need to, seeing what we have to do.
Okay.
And getting it just off of her plate, I think it'll be fun. And I'm excited to see all my homies and stuff like that and do a couple of things. So
that'll be nice.
That is a relief for me. And
then what's yours, Jess?
It was a relief would be first time going, I guess, out. We were only out for about an hour, but with Easton and the office now is buzzing, and we've got Loon back over on our side.
Yeah.
So we all went out, me and Easton and Loon and the Action Park guys went to our spot and hung out, and it was nice. Yeah. It was like a little fam.
It really is so great.
Yeah. And then, and Landon, and then my ache would be, and I feel really guilty for saying this, but I'm just going to say it because I'm grappling with it. So this comes out Wednesday, and on Saturday, I turn 32.
Hey.
And I feel 27. So
you
it's just
look
weird.
24.
That's good. That's
it's
good.
Just a weird thing. It's like, this is the first year where I was like, oh, 32, that feels weird. But
31 is weird. I think 32 is so much cuter.
Oh, 33 to me feels so cute and stunning. But 32 just feels weird. I don't know. I'll deal with it.
You'll deal with it. And I feel like it's going to be a great year for you. And hopefully
you.
I don't have to film and I
ugly?
Can go. What?
So 31 is ugly?
Well, say it.
31 is ugly.
It's not cute.
It's not cute.
It's like the lamest of all the ages. Like even 41 is fine. 31 just sounds like.
So looking forward to this next one then.
Yeah. It's just a lame thing to say.
Yeah.
So just skip keep saying right. I'm 30?
Or say 32, whichever you prefer.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
For 2 years.
It's all good. You guys, before we sign off, I want to let you know that tickets for my live show are now on sale. I will be at the Irvine Improv on October 17th. Get your tickets now. You can head to my Instagram or the podcast Instagram page. That's Lala Kent or Give Them Lala Podcast. And get your tickets. I'm very excited because that show will be a huge, huge moment. I will be approaching 5 years of sobriety, so I'm treating this as like my birthday party, and I would love for you all to attend. I want to thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. I love you all. Have the best hump day, and I will catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot.
But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.